other packs on his side. "I think the answer is Xanax," Jessie said, and leaned forward to put her mug on the coffee table. She paused when she didn't see a coaster.
"Here."
Tristan dug into his jeans pocket and pulled out a scrunched, oblong doily. Edgar had grown worlds better at making flowers, but somehow worse at the doilies. He really needed to find a new hobby for the quiet hours of the night.
"Use this,"
he said, and tossed it onto the coffee table in front of her. She hesitated as she stared down at the craft item, her gaze tracing the large hole in the design and the loose strands of fabric making up the other side. Bewildered, resigned. Aurora started laughing again. "When Mr. Tom berates me for this," she set her mug on top of it and glanced at Tristan, "I'm blaming you."
"Blame Nev,"
he replied, leaning away and throwing an arm over the back of the couch. He made sure to bend his elbow to keep his hand from resting behind Jesse's person. If he didn't, in shifter culture, it would hint at a claim, despite how far apart they were sitting. He was practicing shifter rules as well, and a faux pas like that wouldn't be easily forgiven. Aurora looked over at him with a delicately curved eyebrow, questioning. He still wasn't great at nuances. Brokon, Austin's shifter beta, probably would have read a novel within her posture. "Right. Why do you have Edgar's doilies in your pocket?" Jessie asked. "Yay!" Aurora clapped at her. "You got it!" "I mean, you were being pretty obvious about it," Jessie replied, back to sagging against the couch. Tristan moved his hand a little further away from Jessie.
"Not all that obvious."
"Not at all obvious," Aurora said supportively. She might have Alpha Steel's wild streak and fire, but she had her dad's patient and level-headed way when in a teaching role. She'd be one hell of an Alpha someday, especially since she watched everything Alpha Steel and Brokon did. She was eager to learn and quick to apply. "I'm now challenging Tristan's grasp of body mechanics. I'm just as expressive with him as I am with most shifters." Tristan preened, shaking his shoulders and ruffling the ends of his wings where they draped over the edge of the couch. A tiny crease at the corners of Aurora's mouth and a slight relaxing of her shoulders were the only indications she gave of thinking that was cute or funny. And then she shook her head and bent to put her mug down as well. He threw out another doily. "If Mr. Tom doesn't want doilies around the house, he shouldn't keep moving the coasters," she mused before sitting back and looking Tristan's way. Her eyes kindled with cunning intelligence as she tried to piece something together. She did that a lot with gargoyles, trying as she was to learn his culture as they tried to learn hers. "Would you preen with anyone or just because it's Jessie and her family?" A soft glow of warmth radiated from Jessie to accentuate her pleased smile. She loved the addition of Alpha Steel's family into her circle. It was clearly an extension of the incredible love she had for the man himself. The same glow immediately infused Aurora. She seemed to feel the same, cherishing her uncle being back in her life after a difficult separation and loving Jessie like a sister. It was very cute, the two of them. "Actually," Tristan mused, "the whole dynamic of this house and its inhabitants was cute, but with bonds as strong as the roots of an oak and just as deep. The residents would die for each other, and they'd proven it. Their odd little family was a better core of an army than he'd ever seen. If they could continue to grow the convocation, the corrupt mages wouldn't stand a chance. If." Aurora quirked her eyebrow at him in a different way. "I asked you a question." She might as well have been tapping her foot.
"Oh, sorry. I was waiting for the family love fest to subside,"
Tristan said with a grin.
"I'd show pride."
"You preened," she interrupted. "You basically flicked your hair and batted your eyelashes." He laughed.
"I'd show pride with most people and preen with other gargoyles and certain ladies."
"I'm one of those ladies?" Her eyes shuddered and her body tightened with unease. He didn't miss her slight flush, though. The unease